I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you once again for tuning into the FrugalCenter.com podcast series. In this issue entitled Tips for Reducing Your Spending, we will be discussing some frugality strategies. It's more of a list than just some ideas for you to think about. The goal is to just think about ways to reduce your spending and save that money for a rainy day. Okay, let's get started. How about making coffee at work? Roughly costs you 8 cents per day. If you're someone who has to wear dress shirts and a tie to work or other dressy clothes, you can buy wrinkle-free dress shirts. After avoiding 20 or 30 trips to the cleaners for their laundering, unless you want to iron them yourself and take that time, you're paying yourself to wear the shirt. That is actually more explained. The savings in that situation is explained in my book in chapter 3 called Don't Get Taken to the Cleaners. Next is buy generic and bargain brands. It's really all the same product for the most part, just without the fancy labels. Another one is going to matinee movies instead of primetime movies. And as a result of that, you have the entire evening to spend with engaging conversation with friends as opposed to staring at a screen. Another one is find restaurants that give you a free meal on your birthday. Check ahead of time because you may need to already be on a list before you try to redeem your meal on your birthday. Don't forget to bring ID to prove it's your actual special day. Another one is, if possible, take public transportation as opposed to driving to work. Gas, tolls, parking costs can really run into a lot of money. Granted, public transportation costs money too, but typically it costs less than it does to commute in your car. Another one is shopping at discount stores. Why pay top dollar for top names when you can get the same top names for less? Another one, bring your lunch to work as opposed to eating out. Once again, see my book, Chapter 4, for some specific analysis on that. Another one is don't be embarrassed about taking doggy bags from restaurants that you have gone to. Another good one is cooking dinner for your sweetie. Pass it off as this is much more intimate than any swanky restaurant. Ooh, a big one. If you smoke, quit. End of story. Enough said. Another big money saver is instead of buying too many gifts for people for the holidays and special days for them, create coupons that can be redeemed upon request, such as good for one candlelight dinner or good for one car wash. And the last one is fill out those rebate slips you get when you buy certain products. Better yet, when shopping for something in particular, like a cell phone or stereo or something, look for the rebate offers. Then make sure you redeem them. That is free money. All right. Thanks once again for tuning into the FrugalCenter.com podcast series.